there is.
Okay, please go ahead.
Hello, hi, thanks, Hans. We are talking about a DRM, and in last month, in the board meeting, the staff have presented a summary of the feedback gathered from the DRM outreach meeting with 28 banks. In principle, almost all participants supported the objective of the DRM model, which is to better reflect the interest rate risk management activities in the financial statements. However, they have also raised concerns and identified challenges relating to the proposed core DRM model, some of which are key to the success of the DRM model. The three key challenges are summarized in paragraph 3 of the paper. Given the strong feedback, the staff think it is essential to further deliberate possible alternative approaches for their advantages and disadvantages, and explore whether acceptable solutions could be identified to address the issue, which in the same time achieving the objective of the DRM model. As mentioned in paragraph 7-9, during the process, the staff plan to reach out to other stakeholders, including prudential regulators and the users of financial statements, and gather their inputs on the key elements of the DRM model too. However, the staff are not planning to do wider outreach until the board has decided on the project direction. Paragraph 11-19 rank the key challenges in the order that staff propose to consider them, which is based on the significance of the viability and operability of the DRM model, as well as the interaction among these challenges. And paragraph 20 shows the indicative timeline within which the staff will bring analysis back to the board for consideration. The staff are not asking the board to make any decision in this particular meeting, but welcome views, questions, or comments that the board member may have on this proposed next steps and the indicative project timeline. With that, I will now turn over to the board.
Thank you, Jiki. Mary.
Okay. Jiki, a comment, observation about specifically the risk limits and target profile. I agree with the basic assertion that it is going to be important to explore that further because of the significance of the comments raised. But for expectations management, both internally and externally, I guess I want to offer some significant skepticism about, you know, building it into recognition and measurement. And I'm going to use a non-IFRS 9 point as an example, which is, if let's say you have a lawsuit and you have recognized applying IAS 37 a provision for that lawsuit, you may well have an estimated range around the amount that you have recognized as an additional disclosure. But we would never go down a route with IAS 37 of saying, as long as your revised estimate is within the disclosed range, you do not have to update the measurement of the provision. And I kind of feel that it isn't directly analogous, but I kind of feel like some of the requests that we got back, and I'm going back to last month's paper, were asking us to explore a route whereby as long as you were within the range, there would be no recognition and measurement, even if it wasn't the point estimate. So I agree with the staff recommendation to say explore this further and see if there's a way that we can get more complete representation of this range thinking that's in risk management when we're doing the DRM accounting. But I think when it comes to recognition and measurement, very often we force, you know, usually accounting forces you to pick a point as the representation in the financial statements. And I would find it hard to kind of walk away from that for DRM purposes. But there may be, you know, I just wanted to offer that as a comment or caution from a personal view. Thank you.
Tadeo.
Thank you, Hans. And thank you, Zeke, for preparing this agenda paper.
updating us with the project. I really support the order to consider the issue as proposed by the staff. I think it responds well. The feedback received, the urgency of the issues, especially the interaction between them. I mean, that when we read the feedback the last meeting, and also I have the opportunity to attend some of these meetings, it is clear that when you touch in one subject, one issue, it has some impact on other issues. Then I really appreciate that doing this order will help us to find a better result. And I'd like to remind all that this feedback was a result of a very deep interaction with the stakeholders, especially with bank. And it was a really good exercise. And I think that we are well positioned to advance in this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Tadeo. Martin?
Yeah, thanks, Hans. But I also agree with Daf as a trustee in this paper and what should be the next steps. But as I have said last month, I think it will be at least difficult to address this point and find a solution. So my recommendation will be also in parallel, because all this research, I think, is then done by first half next year, so maybe another year of additional work. But my recommendation would be maybe the staff should also in parallel work on what is if we cannot find a solution for this kind of things, and what are then the next kind of things in this project, stops this project, or what should we do with that? Because, as I said, I have worked in my whole four time on this project, and we had several approaches. We tested it with some banks now. There was some and difficult restrictions where people have said, and then the question is, okay, we can work now, if we find solution, but then the question is what we do next. I think it's also important now to think about that. Thanks.
Thank you, Martin. Françoise?
Yes, thank you. Well, I have a lot of trust in the analysis and expertise of the team bringing this paper to us, so I'm going to approve of it. I have just one question that I want to raise nevertheless. I was surprised that, the designation of a proportion of prepayable assets would be considered second and not first. And because of the interaction that is mentioned in paragraph 15 between these aspects and the risk limits. But just raising the question, but having confidence that you have very good arguments for doing so that I'm not aware of.
Okay. All right. I think that brings us to the end of our deliberations for today. Thank you very much, and we will continue on Wednesday. Thank you very much.